effects analysis on the insurance project, and Andrea Hyde is going to summarize that for us.
Thanks. So as Hugh mentioned, we are expecting to publish the new insurance standard for F17 in the first half of this year. And at the same time, we are publishing an effects analysis. And as with IFRS 16, the last standard we published, the effects analysis is going to be a standalone document rather than as part of the basis for conclusion. So paper 1C provides an overview of the content of the effects analysis and describes how we've met the requirements of the due process handbook and the effects analysis consultative group in its preparation, which is all I really wanted to say about it. Do you have any comments or questions?
Seeing none. This has been a very extensive piece of work and is going to be a very substantial product, which is going to be published at the time of the publication of the standard. It will be a separate document, but it will be published at the time of the publication of the standard. We have done the separate document approach on at least one other occasion, if not more. Yes.
Andrea, when you do the expected likely effects, do you consult with the companies on that, or is that just staff trying to assess what the likely effects will be?
We assess the likely effects based on the input we've had through the consultative documents, also from the outreach which we do, and other publicly available documents.
You don't go back to them specifically on the effects analysis?
Well, we're not trying to get a specific effect, economic effect of a specific company. We're looking at sort of broader effects than that, so not directly to individual companies.
But I guess where we do use information that we've sort of gathered along the process in particular would be trying to get an idea of the costs and the processes that the companies would need to go through to implement the standards. So I think what Andrew's referring to in particular is, in this effects analysis, it's quite tricky to come up with the quantitative aspects because everybody around the world is coming from different models, and so the impact, if you like, on individual financial statements is very different around the world. What the effect analysis does, and what's outlined in this paper, is looks at some of the sorts of changes we'd expect to be see based on reported information we see in reported financial statements, and therefore the effects on different line items that we might see as a consequence of the types of information that will arise from the new standard IFRS 17, which we can get from public documents, so we don't really need to go back to companies so much for that part of it. But on the application of the standard, the consequences, the costs, the processes, those sort of practical effects, that's been drawn from the interactions with preparers.
Andrea, who are the types of stakeholders in the effects analysis consultative group?
So the consultative group, the report that they issued was back in 2014, I think, and the
there were a range of people in that consultative group from the firms, but actually a number of it was a spread of different constituents actually.
Yeah, we had, for example, we had participants from EFRAG. We had an EFRAG representative on the group. We had participants from firms, as Hugh has said. We also had observers from the SEC. I think the FASB were an observer on that, and also the European Commission. So what we tried to do was have people around the table who would actually be making use of this effects analysis to try and agree what the content and what we should be aiming for in these documents to ensure that it was helpful for the endorsement style processes that exist around the world. So it was a real range of parties.
Thank you. Are there any other questions, comments about the effects analysis? Seeing none.